first and true being. For he is one. First of all, let's say good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Good morning.
It's an honor. And it's a blessing to be here this morning on this Lord's Day. Today, we'll be talking about, I'll be preaching on the dangers of the tongues. And we'll be reading out of James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Again, we'll be reading out of James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. If you have a copy of God's Word, turn it with me, please. And when you find a page, tell it amen. Amen. And it says in God's Word, not many should become teachers, my brothers, because you know that we will receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is mature, able also to control the whole body. Now we put bits into the mouth of a horse so that they obey us. We direct their whole body. And consider a ship so very large and driven by fierce winds that are guided by a very small rudder. Wherever the will of the pilot directs, so too, though the tongue is a small part of the body, it boasts great things. Consider how a small fire sets ablaze a large forest. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue, a world of unrighteousness, is placed among our members. It stains the whole body, sets the course of life on fire, and it itself sets on fire by hell. Every kind of animal, bird, reptile, and fish is tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a reckless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we bless our Lord and Father. And with it, we curse people who are made in God's likeness. Blessing and cursing comes out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, these things should not be this way. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives, my brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt water spring yield fresh water. Let's bow our heads and pray. Worthy are you, Father. Father, for you are holy. Father, for you are almighty. Father, for you are just. Father, for you are all-knowing and all-powerful. Father, I just pray, Lord, as I bring your word today, Lord, that your word be convicting, but also edifying, Father. Father, for we know these things are not fit for the body of Christ. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that also as I go through the dangers of the tongues, Father, that ultimately, Lord, we'll see your glory, your sovereignty in the midst of all this, Lord, and what the scriptures says about you. And Father, I just thank you for the day, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that I decrease and that you increase this building. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit will lead me as I bring your word, Lord, that your word be brought with fear, trembling, and reverence for who you are. And Lord, that you get all the praise and honor and glory in the midst of all this, Lord. And Lord, I ask also that you will bless this worship, Lord. We just pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. So once again, brothers and sisters, I was told you that because of the dangers of tongues. And I know we all probably have struggled with these, putting others down, bragging, manipulating others, complaining, lying, gossiping. All these operate out of the spirit of pride. Because one, if we're putting others down, we're trying to exalt ourselves. That's a proper spirit. If we are bragging, once again, we are boasting. And we are being prideful. And it's not fit for the body of believers. There's just a few things I want to name on that. Now, brothers and sisters, I also would say this too. Proper speech is not only saying the right word at the right time, but it's also controlling your desires to say what you shouldn't. It says right here in James chapter 3, verse 2, it says this. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man. Able also to rather his whole body. We're not Jesus, y'all. We're not perfect. If anyone is sitting here and say that we haven't bragged or putting other folks down, somewhere in this, we're calling God a liar. Because we all were born into sin. We're all sinful men. And the only one that's perfect that does none of these things is Jesus Christ, who was right at all times, who was honoring to the Father at all times, and everything that Jesus spoke, he spoke life. And also, brothers and sisters, if we are not praising God the Father or using the words from our mouths to build the body of Christ or encouraging the body of Christ, we should humble ourselves and be quiet. Because I think it's better to be quiet. Say something that's not just very dishonoring to God the Father. And I think also, brothers, that was just the introduction to me. I was just giving each other one as a guideline. Because maybe a lot of us haven't battled and struggled with gossip. Maybe a lot of us haven't struggled with putting others down or bragging or complaining. I know I'm guilty of that. I know I've been guilty of lying too. So I think somewhere in there, and it's like I said before, there's just a few things I want to name. We can continue to go on and go on about things that come from my mouth, cursing, all those things fall in that category. But I want to sum this up in 3 points. What we say is important. What we don't say is important. And third, God is holy and just, and there's no evil speech found in him. So let's get right to the point. James 3:9 says, with it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. With it, the first man was made in the likeness of God. It says right here, brothers and sisters, I will say this. If we truly love God, the Father, why do we put others down? If we truly love God, why do we even gossip? If we truly love God, why do we spend so much of our time complaining or when we are offended, instead of trusting God in that moment, we trust in ourselves and curse man who have been made in the likeness of God. Proverbs 15 says this, verse 1 and 2 says this, a gentle answer turns away anger, but a harsh word spares the wrath. He said again, Proverbs 15 says this, a gentle answer turns away anger, but a harsh word spares the wrath. Brothers and sisters, I would say this, that everything that we say and do is supposed to be honored to God the Father. Everything that we speak and utter from our mouth should be about God's kingdom. Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Encouraging and lifting one another up. And lifting those who we are out there sharing the gospel with. Encouraging them and showing them there's hope that we find in Christ Jesus. But we spend the majority of our time complaining. Every time we are offended, cursing, and all these different things that is improper for the believers. How can we share the hope that we find in Christ Jesus if we spend so much of our time complaining? And also, Proverbs 2 says this, the tongue of the wise makes knowledge attractive, but the mouth of fools blurt out foolishness. It says the mouth of fools blurt out foolishness. Brothers and sisters, let our words be honored at all times and what we say. Because like I said before, what you say is very important. What you say can be very damaging to someone. And what you say can discourage somebody about what you don't believe about, what you say about God the Father. Because the thing is, how can you, like I said right here, out of our mouth we bless God the Father. Out of the same mouth we cursing man who's making God image. So how can we share the gospel with someone about the hope we found in Christ Jesus when we spend so much time being speaking evil? This is not of God, for one. Two, the second point. What you say, what you don't say is important as well. Like I said before, from the same mouth come both blessings and curses. My brothers, these things are not to be this way. Brothers, I just want you to know every word that proceeds out of your mouth, it should be edifying and encouraging to the body of believers. Let words out of our mouth share the hope that we find in Christ Jesus to unbelievers. Again, brothers and sisters, we'll be held accountable for every word that comes from our mouth. One day, brothers and sisters, we will have to stand before a holy, righteous, good God for the speech out of our mouth. And I know a lot of times it's so tempting to offend ourselves, to protect ourselves, but somewhere in there, we should know that we should trust and depend on God to fight our battles. And I think James is pretty much just trying to encourage the church that God is all powerful. That we should trust in God at every moment aspect of our lives. that when anger flares up in us, when we find ourselves getting mad and say, man, you know what, I got to say this. I got to say this because they don't know how I feel. At that moment, brothers and sisters, you are trying to play the role of God. You're trying to play the role of, as we are the Savior, and you're not. So now, let's get to talking about God Almighty. Because I can continue to expound all these things about the tongue. But I also want to point to who God is in this whole text. Because ultimately, guess who it's all about, God? One, God is holy and just, and there's no evil found in him. So if you got a copy of God's word, you're probably already there in James 3. Just reading verses 11 and 12 says, you know, does the spring water pour out sweet and bitter water from the same open? Can a fig tree produce olives? My brothers and sisters, a grapevine produces figs. Then can salt water springs yield fresh water? And what I see in this whole text about God is like, we know there's no evil creature in God. He is holy. So, him being holy, you see God's sovereignty, his sovereignty in the midst of all this. That everything that God spoke right. Everything that God spoke, he spoke to be. You know, Genesis 1:3, it said that. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says this. See, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So this is showing that even God by God is speaking things, and it came to be. So like I said before, there's no evil found in God. Everything God speaks, he spoke life. And not just that. God is creator. He's sovereign. He's holy. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. So he knows all things. He knows that everything that proceeds from God's mouth, even when it's judgment, God is still good. And he's still holy. He's still sovereign. I'm going to leave us with a few applications. Hopefully, this is encouraging. As we live this life out daily. Like I said before, make sure everything that comes from our mouth be honoring to God and encouraging someone. And also, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will give us increasing power to monitor and control what we say, so that when we are offended, the Holy Spirit will always remind us of God's love. Once again, I said the Holy Spirit will give us increasing power to monitor and control what we say, so that when we are offended, the Holy Spirit will remind us of God's love, who God is. And the Holy Spirit will always point us back to Christ. So, that's pretty much it. I hope this is very encouraging to you guys. And let's apply this to our everyday life, And I think we'll also help with this is all just, it's just standing God's Word, reading God's Word daily. Because more and more as we read God's Word, as we seek Christ more and more through His Word, and what God said about himself through the text. I really believe that it starts shaping and molding us, and we find out who our identity is, and our identity is in Christ Jesus alone. So, If we start finding our identity, who our identity is in Christ Jesus alone, we will not struggle with bragging, gossiping, putting up and down, complaining and lying. Instead, those very words come out of our mouth to give God praise. Edifying one another, living life and loving those who are around you. Because I truly believe that when we are doing these things, the gospel, putting up and down, we're operating out of hate. Because God's God of love. So let us just think about that throughout the week. So I guarantee you, today, tomorrow, later that week, somebody is going to take you off. Somebody's going to say something that gets up on your skin. A lot of us up here, we work. A lot of us up here got family members, kids, whatever, they're going to really get on our last nerve. They're going to rub us the wrong way. At that moment, are we going to be offended and say, man, I got to say what I got to say to whoever. I'm going to cuss my boss out, turn a few tables over. Knock stuff off the shelves at work. Or I'm going to say, you know what, God? You are bigger than all of us. God, you are in control. Father, guard my tongue. And whatever comes out of my mouth, let it be encouraging. Or even sharing the gospel with those who are lost. So I love you guys. I hope it was encouraging. I know it's encouraging. Encouraging for me, because this is something I've been battling with for a while. God's been dealing with me on this. Just continue just taking your time and just seeking it, but you cannot do it on your own. Like I said, your flesh will want to do all these things. I promise you it will. But those who don't, let's trust in Jesus. Let's bow and pray.